In this podcast, I'm going to talk about selection of Messiah the Prince and how Messiah the Prince is selected. And that's really important because this is going to be a super interesting podcast for Christians and everyone else. And I hope you're interested. No. What I'm trying to do in these podcasts is I'm trying to figure out a way to get myself out of an awkward situation I don't want to be in. And several thousand years ago, God began asking people in heaven, are you willing to go and tell the whole world that the whole world is wrong? And every man in heaven said no. God only asked men. And later I'll talk about why that is. But I've done that in a previous podcast recently. And so Jesus came and left, and then he didn't come for 2,000 years. Now, for everyone, whether you're Christian or not, Jesus was supposed to come back and just be a normal dude. He's supposed to come back and answer questions. If he wanted to do miracles, go ahead, do miracles. But he's supposed to come back and explain why he said what he said, explain why he did what he did, and he was also supposed to make sure that the truth was known regarding some very specific things. And so they expected him to be known as Messiah. However, Jesus Christ has refused to come back to the earth for the last 2,000 years. And so God has scheduled in 2 years, 1 month, that God himself will come to the earth. Jesus will come, and also the false prophet, the devil, and the Antichrist. And that's the time that many of you refer to as the end times. And that's when you'll be able to begin asking Jesus questions such as this. Jesus, are you known as Messiah? Are you known as Messiah the Prince? And why didn't you come back the last 2,000 years? And we'll be able to film it on our smartphones and put it on YouTube. So for everyone that's, whether you're a Christian or against Jesus, Jesus' plan is to speak in Israel where only the Jews hear him. He wants to do the whole Israel thing again. But my plan is to make sure that Christians and everyone who wants to see and hear Jesus answer their questions makes it to Israel on airplanes, flying cars, spaceships, and every kind of future technology we ever imagined. Airplanes can cross the world in about a day. Now, you might say, why a day? Well, it takes time to schedule the flight, pay for the flight, drive to the airport, go through security, get on the plane. It departs, it lands. You might need to get on two or more different flights. Then you got to get off the plane, rent a car, and all those kinds of things. So the whole travel might take a day. That's the actual travel time. But if you're going to go in a spaceship can travel across the galaxy. And so a spaceship can land in your driveway, you walk on, and get you across the world in 10 seconds. And so in the future, there's not going to be a lack of travel technology. Travel is really important. And so what I want to do is make sure that there's travel technology in order to make sure that people can ask Jesus questions in any abundance they want. And I say abundance because everyone has questions. Atheists are like, Jesus, why the fuck didn't you answer my 6 prayers I prayed in my life? Why didn't you take me to heaven? I heard you're an angel. And why didn't I get to see God? I said God's not real, but apparently he's real. And apparently you're real. Why the fuck weren't you here when I prayed to you? If you're God, can't you just come talk to me for 5 minutes? And so atheists will have questions. Christians will have questions. Muslims will be like, what about us? Hindus will be like, are we a religion? So what ended up happening is in the last 2,000 years, Jesus didn't have a pair of swinging balls. And so he didn't come back to the earth to do the whole Messiah routine. And so God said, is there someone else interested? And Jesus said, just wait, I'll come tomorrow. And God waited the next day, the next day, the next day. And eventually God said, Jesus, either you're going to do it or you're not. And so Jesus says, I'll just wait until the end times. And God said, that's thousands of years, dude. And so what Jesus did is waited. And God spoke to every man in heaven and said, are you interested in going and being Messiah the Prince? All you got to do is tell the whole world that they're wrong and prepare them for judgment. It's really easy. People are going to like you. It's an easy job. Every man in heaven said no. And so what ended up happening is God talked to me. I'm the one doing the podcast, and my name's Dale. And God spoke to me and said, Dale, will you do it? And I said, God, you've been asking me that for more than 2,000 years. I've said yes every time. So what I said to God is, God, if you're not going to do it soon, I'm going to completely refuse to do it, because you've been asking me for 2,000 years plus about 500, and I'm tired of answering it. In fact, you've been asking me this question really for 6,000 years. For 6,000 years, you've been asking me this question in different ways. I've always said yes, and I'm tired of waiting, and I've actually reached the point where I don't like the earth anymore. Plus, back then, it was just a couple of simple things that were fun to talk about. But now, it's all this religious debate, political debate, and it's boring. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to do it. The religious debate is not important. It's a bunch of stuff like, do you think that Jesus is our Savior, or do you think he's our Lord and Savior? And someone else is like, I don't think Jesus is real because he never answers my prayers and he never comes here. Someone else is like, I'm a Hindu. Does that count? I'm just tired of everyone chiming in and telling me to choose their opinions, and it doesn't matter because it's Messiah the Prince. I'll never have that problem, but I just think it's boring. I'm honestly not interested anymore. It's boring. Plus, I've waited 6,000 years to do it, and I'm not interested anymore. Back then, I was like, can I just get it done? That was what I said to God. Can I just do it now? Then it's done, and I never have to do it again. So I served God 6,000 years, and now he wants me to wait 2 years, 1 month more before it begins. He wants me to spend 70 years doing it. So today, I made a new decision. I told God, no, I am not going to tell the whole world that they're wrong, but I'm going to do something else instead. I'm going to make sure that this whole end time thing is a disaster for you and Jesus, because you two are the ones that didn't come to the earth. You two are the ones that didn't answer prayers. You two are the ones that talked all about religion. You two are the ones everyone's been waiting for, and I'm not going to go there and represent you. So how this happened is they decided that no man wanted to do it, but what they wanted is they wanted all the power and authority and riches. So God said, well, if none of you want to do it, the man that chooses to do it is going to get power, authority, riches, everything he wants, kind of. And so all the men in heaven were like, wait a minute, now I'm kind of interested. And God said, it's too late. You said you're not going to do it. I'm going to try to find someone else. And all the men in heaven are like, okay, we're interested in having power. And God said, you have to go there and speak. And they said, okay. If you give me power, maybe it'll be easier. And God said, it's not easier to speak when you have power. It's just public speaking. It's not like a confusing skill. You can learn it on the internet today. And they were like, but we want power. So what they decided is they want to make Messiah contest a vote. Who is going to be voted in? They decided it's not who's worthy. It's not who's chosen. It's not who volunteers. God made it who volunteers. Anyone who volunteers can go and do it. That's how it works. It's not a contest. And so what a bunch of these weird people decided is they wanted it to be a vote. Jesus wants it to be a vote. What he wants is for someone to do it who's not qualified. He wants that person to fail, and then Jesus wants to step in, come in, and then steal the vote by claiming to be superior. The devil wants to do it by claiming to have better knowledge of economics than Jesus. The false prophet wants to scare you with power. They all have their different ideas. And so now in the end times, scheduled to be in what, 2 years, 1 month, it's all designed to be, or scheduled to be, not designed, a vote after 70 years. And so what they decided is if there's a vote in the earth, a vote in heaven, there's too many places. And so they all agreed, Jesus agreed that everyone in the earth needs to die. And then when they're dead, they can vote who's Messiah. So what happened is I told God, I'll tell the whole world that they're wrong, but God didn't tell me any of this Messiah contest bullshit. He didn't tell me any of the other stuff. And then what he did is he said, Dale, if you go to the earth, you can do it in this lifetime. I said, sure, I'll do it. That sounds great. Can I do a few other things? God said, no problem. But then I lived till I was 40 years old. I said, God, you haven't let me do it. Every time I go to do the work, you stop me every time with your power. And that's kind of awkward to talk about. People on the earth are going to find this odd. So do you mind explaining to them why you're doing this? And God says, Dale, sure, I'll do it later. It's no problem. I'll do it later when I come to the earth in the end times. I said, great, I'll just trust you. He says, what I need you to do is wait 4.5 more years. And I said, that's unacceptable, because in the earth right now, there's still world hunger. That's easy to fix. There's not world peace. That's easy to fix. There's poverty. That's easy to fix. Why, if you wait, God, 4.5 more years, millions of people are going to die from different diseases and other things. They're going to get murdered. And honestly, God, that's your fault. If people are dying every day because you want to wait until there's a contest, that's your fault. And God said, no, Dale, that's not it. It's that I want to send all the liars back to the earth. I want Jesus to go back to the earth and tell the truth about everything. And I want them to do it. And they're just dragging their feet. I said, if they're dragging their feet, do millions of people need to die? And God said, it's my big plan. I said, God, if your plan is that people die unnecessarily, it's a bad plan. And you suck at making plans. And so this is when me and God started to have a dispute. And what happened is God shut his mouth and stopped answering me. I said, God, you're wrong. And God said, Dale, you're going to be Messiah the Prince because there's no one else willing to do it. And I said, fine, I'll be Messiah the Prince. But when I do it, I'm going to be angry. And he said, that's fine. I said, it's not fine with me. That's another time that you're wrong. And then I said, I refuse. Now I'm not going to do it. So what I'm doing with these podcasts is I'm going to publish them all over the internet. And for me, temporarily, until God starts all of this end time stuff, it's going to be very difficult and awkward, and people are going to want to know whether I'm telling the truth once they find these videos on YouTube and other things. But then when the end times start, God, the first thing he's going to do is he's going to come to the earth and he's going to talk to everyone about me. And the reason he's going to do that is simple. He doesn't have anyone else to talk. And so he's going to say, okay, I'm back. I'm God. This is the earth. I made you. I made the earth. And there's only one servant left. That servant's name is Dale, and Dale's going to talk to you and explain the whole end times thing and all that kind of stuff. And that's what God's going to do. And because there's no one else. Now, if you volunteer, you can be Messiah the Prince. Messiah the Prince isn't some unacceptably difficult station to get. It requires knowledge and position. If you have the knowledge of how to do it, God can give you the position, and now you are Messiah the Prince. That's all that's required. And so when God does this, I'm going to say, God, I absolutely refuse. I am not going to do it. You're wrong, and you should never force me to do it. And God's going to tell the whole world, I'm only kind of forcing Dale. It's kind of forced. He's kind of willing. I'm going to say, I am not willing to do it at all until you give me everything you promised, which includes freedom. No one can be a servant unless they're free. So if you want someone to be your faithful servant and talk about the end times, I need to be free by every measure. Give me that first. And God's going to say no. And then I'm going to say, I am not your servant. I refuse to do it. And that means there's nothing stopping you from pouring out your wrath on the earth today. They don't need to hear Jesus speak. He's not going to do it. They don't need to hear the devil speak. He's not going to do it. And they're not going to hear me speak. So give me everything that you owe me, or I'm not going to do it. So I'm trying to get God boxed into a corner where he has no servants. And then maybe I'll do it in the ways that are correct and everything, if God doesn't keep me here in the way he's doing it. In order for this to work, there needs to be technology. People need to be able to travel the earth in a few minutes to get to where God is, so they can see God's face and hear him speak. They also, some people want to hear Jesus. Some people are going to want to hear the devil. I don't know why, but once you hear him once, you'll never want to hear him again because he's retarded. Some people will want to hear the false prophet. Some people will want to hear the Holy Ghost. In the end times, it's scheduled that the Holy Ghost never comes here. But I'm going to drag that motherfucker here, and I'm going to make the decisions that no one else is willing to make. And so God's either going to make the end times something that makes sense, you can see everyone that's involved, and then you can make your decision. And the best decision to make is to opt out. The end times is an unnecessary situation. As soon as there are spaceships here, everyone here can leave the earth, go to another world. If God wants to do the end times, we just wait till it's over. You guys can have everlasting life or something. You won't get old. You won't die. And then when the end times are over, we can come back, or whatever, if you want to come back to the earth. The earth sucks. There's places that are way better out there. And on spaceships, you can go and visit them. So Messiah the Prince, the Jews had it correct in modern times. It's a position that anyone can do. But the reason the Jews don't know how to do it is because God never told them how to do it. So if you're a Jewish man out here and you want to be Messiah the Prince, what you can do is you can say to God, God, I heard a podcast where a man named Dale said, to be Messiah the Prince, I need to say to the whole world that they're wrong. Will you tell me exactly what words to speak? Secondly, Dale said, I'm supposed to tell them what's right. Will you tell me which words to speak? And thirdly, I'm supposed to do a few other things I hear from the Jews and the Christians. Will you tell me what those things are and how to do them? If you do this, God might make you Messiah the Prince. That's all that's required. If there's even one man willing to do it, you can be Messiah the Prince. Now, God chose that Messiah the Prince is a man, not a woman. Male, not female. And the reason is unknown. God completely refuses to say why this is. There's no reason that a woman can't do it. A woman can do it equally as well as a man. However, God's decided that women cannot do this. And so if you are a female, if you're interested in being Messiah the Prince, you can do the same thing. What you can do is ask God the same questions. If God answers to you, he'll speak to you audibly. He might even stand in front of you where you can see him. And then if he does this, he will take you anywhere you want. If you want to see heaven, if you want to see angels, if you want to see the stars, if you want to see other worlds, other universes, if you want to see the future, the past, he'll show you anything you want. You can go on this cool trip with God in all these cool places, and then you can be Messiah the Prince. He might say, a woman's allowed to do it now. So if you're male or female, I highly recommend you ask God if you can do this. He might speak to you audibly, but only if you're willing to do it. And it's a really easy job. You just go out, you tell a few people a few words that God has prepared for you. The whole world is wrong about a few different things. It might take you 5 minutes to do the whole talk and you're done. Then if you prepare them for judgment and a couple other things, then you're Messiah the Prince. You've done it. Piece of cake. So the Jews were right. They said anyone can be Messiah. And they said, when will Messiah come? Well, anyone can do it. They were absolutely right. Anyone can do it. The problem is, when you die and go to heaven, God tells you exactly how to do it, and no man is willing. So a lot of you men are not willing to do it. And so that means when you go to heaven, you're not willing to do it. It might be if God speaks to you in the earth, you're not willing to do it, and so he might not even speak to you. Maybe you're shy about public speaking. Part of Messiah the Prince is you speak to everyone. Do it on a smartphone. Talk to the whole world. Whether you're male or female, I highly recommend you do this. If you're an atheist, I recommend you do this. Don't pray to Jesus. Pray to his father. Pray to the one God or that made everything, or however you want to think about it. And he might answer you audibly and visibly right in front of you. He might stand right in front of you and answer every question. And like the story I told a minute ago, even if you're an atheist, he might take you everywhere you want to go. If you want to see future science, technology, space stations, if you want to see future star observation technology, you know, what are the telescopes looking like in the future? What kind of spaceships are there? Are there other universes? He might take you to all those places. If you're willing to do the job of Messiah the Prince, or if you're just cool, God might take you to all those places. Now, there are a couple things that limit people, so it's a little bit more difficult to be Messiah the Prince than it sounds, but you just have to maybe repent of a sin or something, and then you're qualified, and then maybe God will do it. So God might say, would you repent of raping someone? And they'd be like, oh, sure, I did rape someone one time. If you never raped anyone, and your sin is like that you lied to your fifth grade teacher, then, you know, you can't even do that anymore. Just you repent, and then now maybe God might make you Messiah the Prince. So anyone can do it. The job is really straightforward. You just say a few things, and if you don't want to explain it, you just say the words God tells you to say, and then you're done. That's literally it. But there's no one willing to do it. And I think it's because there's 8 billion people and people are shy to speak to such a large crowd. So the question is, how is Messiah the Prince selected? The Christians are going to say, it's because he's Jesus Christ and God always says he's the only one that does anything. That's what the Bible says. It's Jesus for everything. Every Bible verse is about Jesus. Well, you're going to offend a lot of people if you say that, because Jesus hasn't been here for 2,000 years. He hasn't answered your prayers. He hasn't answered other people's prayers. He hasn't done anything. And so if you go around as a Christian saying, Jesus does everything, you're absolutely wrong. He doesn't do most of the stuff he said he would do. And so when Jesus is back in the earth, you can talk to Jesus face to face. So the way Messiah the Prince is selected is that God chooses a servant who's willing to do certain things. And that's the stuff I said. That's telling the whole world that they're wrong. That's preparing them for judgment. That's telling the whole world what's right and good, and preparing them for the day of the Lord. And God can tell you just exactly what to say, and then you can do it, and then you can be called Messiah the Prince. Piece of cake, easy job. And then you might get the glory, the riches, and the power. Now, the power is vast, incredible power of God to do miracles. And so right now, God has chosen that no one knows who Messiah the Prince is. He went with one of those old school Bible mysteries, and I call it a bunch of bullshit. And that old school Bible mystery is this. Wait till my servant is revealed to the world. So I think that's a dumb idea. And the reason is, right now in the world, there's world hunger. and world poverty. People are too poor to own a house, and they don't get enough food, especially children. 1/4 of all children only get about a little more than half of the food they need, a little more, about 60% of the food they need. And that means children are starving to death today. And so Messiah the Prince, having the power to do miracles, should be able to fix world hunger today. And so what I do every day is I do every miracle that I can in the world to fix all those problems. And that's because later I want to accuse God, saying, God, you prevented me from doing things with miracles. I tried to heal the wounded. I tried to heal people who were born with a deformity. I tried to heal genetic diseases. I tried to feed the poor. I tried to make sure there was an overabundance of food. I tried to make sure that there was that they were healthy and strong. I tried to do all of it, and you stopped me every day because you wanted to wait until your servant was revealed. And that's bullshit, because people were praying to you. You didn't answer. They were praying to Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't answer. And you made sure that I had fucking incredible power, and you wouldn't let me use it. Now, it puts me in an awkward situation, because right now, if someone comes to me and says, will you do a miracle? God might make it so I can do a small miracle, a big miracle, one miracle or two or none. And that makes me look like a jackass. But I can do every miracle you can think of. So the way God arranged it is Messiah the Prince gets power from God to do incredible power, the power to do amazing things, to move mountains, fire from heaven and lightning, but a lot more. I can make food grow out of the ground instantly. I can take garbage pollution and turn it into dirt. I can get rid of all the smog in the air as if it was never there and make the air perfect. I can get rid of the radiation in the world that causes cancer. I can make sure that your electricity bill is zero because you don't need electricity from the power plant this month. I can put gold in your pocket, in your safe. I can put money in your bank account, and the bank will actually get that cash. I can do incredible fucking miracles, and God makes sure that I do not have permission to do them until 2 years, 1 month from now, when Messiah, his servant, is revealed. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because it's something bizarre no one wants to hear. This is the end times explained. If you get this, the end times, you realize, make no sense, and then you can opt out and then go live in a place that's way better than the earth until it's over. That's the best decision we can make. And so later, when I see people and talk to them more, I can explain how to do this. It's a very simple process and might take less than 5 minutes. Piece of cake. So if I could do all the miracles right now that I'm able to do with my knowledge, my wisdom, understanding, you call it power, I call it knowledge, then I would fix world hunger first. World poverty, I'd fix people's houses. I can fix every house in the universe instantly. Every house in the earth can be fixed instantly. If you have a roof leak, I can fix it. If your house has mold in it, I can remove the mold and replace the materials. I can make your house out of cedar or redwood if you want, no matter where you live in the earth. But in the end times, if I do all of this, Jesus is going to bitch like a little baby and say, boo-hoo, wah, it's not fair that someone can do more miracles than me. I don't look cool to the Christians. And so he's going to beg God to stop miracles that feed the poor. And unto this very day, God stops those miracles. There's hungry poor people all around the world, hungry people around the world that are starving to death. Every day, children die from starvation in the earth, and it doesn't need to happen. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to make sure those miracles get done every day. I do them, and God wants them to be concealed. So what he's letting me do right now is miracles where I can change a person's physical, internal anatomy slightly so they're not starving as bad. They have nutrition in their cells. Their spinal fluid isn't dry. Their bones are stronger. But he's not letting me do the visible miracles where food grows out of the ground and people can see it. He's not letting me put money in their bank accounts. If someone's born with an arm that's short on one side or the other things that are genetic problems or whatever. He's not letting me fix their genetic issues. If parents have genetic diseases that are being handed down from parent to child, he's not letting me heal those unless it's like a hidden, concealed miracle. He wants those all to be concealed until 2 years, 1 month from now. So for me currently, that's embarrassing. And then when the end times start, God is going to hear Jesus bitch about how it's unfair, and the false prophet, the devil, and the Antichrist are going to do it too. So is the Holy Ghost. And then God's going to have to make an important decision. When God comes back to the earth, I'm going to look God straight in the eyes where you all can see it on a smartphone. I'm going to say, God, do you want to heal the poor, or do you want to make these jackasses look like they have more power than me? If the poor aren't fed, then you guys are going to think that I'm a jackass. And then thousands of years later, when you see what I can actually do, you're going to look at God and call him a hypocrite that caused people to die from starvation when they could have had enough food to eat. So my plan is to box God into a corner that he can't escape from. He either needs to allow good to be done in the earth, or I'm going to shame him in front of the whole world as the cause of all evil and not the devil. So if you want to be called Messiah the Prince, one day God might give you power similar to mine, the power to heal, to give food, to give money. And one day, thousands of years from now or sooner, you're going to find out everything Messiah the Prince can do, and it's going to blow your fucking mind. But I want it to be done sooner because there's no reason to wait. There's nothing to wait for. There's nothing in the earth that's a timed event. There's no law that says today children need to starve, but tomorrow they can eat. There's no law that says today people need to be poor, but tomorrow they can have a job. And there's no law that says today roofs need to leak, but tomorrow they can be fixed. This can all be fixed instantly today. So the Messiah the Prince position is a position that God chooses based on who's willing to do what God says in the earth.